Hey, thanks for holding. Is this Yuri?
Yeah, hi Charlie. I don't have too much time, but I'm really sorry. So, in the morning, I just had a really huge migraine, so I couldn't talk with you. So I have just one question. If everything is fine, we work. So we'll just start work today with me. So I'll just make the payment. The question is only about the same stuff that I already asked you. This is about this situation. If for some reason it doesn't work for me, or I'll just hire like the whole marketing company who take care about and the Google and all this stuff. So I just transfer admin. So I will set them as admin and just delete your company from account, and I have to notice you in advance, like 1 or 2 weeks.
So even less than that. So you, if you at any point wanted to cancel the service, you could. The only thing that we ask is that you would give us at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, and that's it.
Okay. And so did you find any information why after your advertising campaign, people receiving a lot of spam?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of cleanups there. A lot of times, so we've made some adjustments. So we've actually taken the directory submissions off. That's one of them. We only put you on the most popular directory submissions with like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. We used to do 60. Uh-huh. But we found exactly that they were just getting a lot of spam callers, so we took that off. We also took off the Alexa and then the Google voice search because we found that was getting a lot of spam calls as well. The only thing that we're interested in is getting our customer clients, so we're just going to post you into the areas you want to be seen in and then on those most popular search results on that first page of Google, and then obviously the retargeting campaigns too.
Sounds good. Okay, let's just start from today. Do you have zip codes or you will see it on my account? You'll be added as an admin.
So my tech team is going to reach out to you. They are going to just call what's called an onboarding call. I'll book that call with you and them. They're going to ask you because they do want to verify all the zip codes that you want to target. I just want to be sure that we're on the same page here. Last time we talked, you wanted to do the big package with the Facebook, the Google ads, and then the SEO package. Is that correct?
No. We work only with Google. Facebook, for some reason they didn't return my profile. They didn't give me an option to create new profile.
That's right. Okay. So it's just going to be the Google ads, correct?
Yeah. So we'll start with Google My Business profile, Google ads. If everything is fine, we work with this, also if you can talk with your team, if they have any connections with Facebook, and they will be able to return my account, or at least they can
create a new one.
No, not create the new one, because I don't want to create a new one with another email or another phone number.
Okay, I'll ask them, and I'll see what they can do there. But what we'll do is we'll leave the Facebook ads out. We'll just do the SEO service with the Google Business Profile and then the Google ads. So last time we talked with everything, it was going to be $5.99 month-to-month with a $99 setup fee. Without the Facebook, it's going to be $4.99. So you take that $100 off without the Facebook, okay? And you're still located at the 921 139th Street Avenue, Northeast?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And Yuri, what's your last name?
Last name of Vargas. V as Victory, A Apple, R Roger, G George, O Ocean, C Tiger.
Okay. I have V-A-R-G-E-Z?
No. V-A-R-G-O-T. T-S. Tom Tiger.
Oh, gotcha. V-A-R-G-O-T.
Yes.
Okay, and then you're Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me one sec here. All right. I'm just setting this up for you really quickly. What's a good time for my tech team to give you a call tomorrow? It'll only take around maybe 30 minutes for them because you already are very familiar with this. It's just kind of verifying at this point.
Tomorrow, anytime first part of the day from 9 up to 12.
Anytime from 9 to 12?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what I have available there. I can set it up for you tomorrow at 10 a.m. if that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Local splash. And then I'm going to send you, it's going to be a Google invite for the calendar. It's going to go straight to your email. That's just going to let you know, hey, the time is 10 a.m. where my tech team is going to reach out to you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. And then for the card itself that you want to use, is it a company card or is it just a personal card?
It is just a personal card. So it is credit card. Either or just work with it.
Okay, that's fine. I'm still going to send you a business invoice, though, so that way you can write it off at the end of the year as well, okay?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay. And then on the name of your card, is it just your first name and your last name, or is there a middle initial?
No, just first and last name.
Okay, so it's Y-U-R-I for your first name, and then it's V-A-R-G-O-T for your last name.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then your billing address is still the 921?
Yeah, the same.
Okay, the same. And then for the zip code, it's the 98005 is still correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and then the credit card itself that you want to put on file, is it going to be a Master, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
It is Visa.
It's a Visa, okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Mm-hmm. 4147-1814-3452-6111.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0827.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
328.
Okay. Can I read the number on the front to you? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I got 4147-1814-3452-6111.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to set up a security question for you here, Yuri. We never share or sell any of your information. We always want to make sure that you're protected as well as we're protected because we want to just make sure we're talking to the right party here. I have three questions for you. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Probably the first one will be good.
The mother's maiden name? Okay, and what's your mom's maiden name?
It's the same as my last name.
Okay. I'm going to put that there for you. Perfect. Okay. Now, everything that I'm going to do here is going to be sent to you in an email for your invoice. As soon as the transaction does go through, you will receive it. But I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just going to be an added set of protection for you. This is going to have the pricing structure in there. So you'll always be locked in at that rate at the $4.99 month to month. You'll never have to pay the higher premium. Even if inflation goes up, you'll always be at that level, okay? And that's going to be the pricing structure is going to be in there for you. So I'll walk you through this. It's only going to take 2 minutes. And then I'm going to send this over to you in email. You'll have this as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
In the company.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Yuri Bargat. I'm the owner.
Awesome. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Yuri, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Can I give you our customer service number, or do you just want me to email you that number?
Give me a second. I'll add you in phone book. Okay, I'm ready.
877-635-6225.
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What kind of?
So basically, we don't want you to be paying for the same thing twice. So we just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So if you wanted to have something go like you wanted to run a promotion or something like that, you would let us know. So that way nobody's like, we're not stepping on each other's toes, right? We're all on the same page working to the same goal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 29th, in the non-refundable amount of the $598. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of just $499. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number you just wrote down. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Send me extra notes with all these terms and conditions one more time on the email.
Yes. So I'm actually going to send that to you right now. It says, interesting. Give me one second here. I apologize for that. Interesting. Okay. For the card itself, could you actually reread that to me? For some reason, it didn't save it, and I just want to make sure it's in here. I apologize for that. I'm ready whenever you are.
Uh-huh. 41, 47.
Mm-hmm.
18, 14.
Mm-hmm.
34, 52.
Mm-hmm.
6, 1, 1, 1.
Okay. And then it was 8, correct? 827? For
yeah,
the expiration? Okay. And then the security code on the back?
328.
328. Mhm. Okay, that was super weird that it did that. All right, perfect. Yes, I'm gonna send that to you in text message and in the emails as well, so you will have those for you. Let me see here really quickly. I'm also gonna send over to your email, like I said, the call for tomorrow. It's going to have you, me, and my tech team CC'd on there, okay? So you'll have that in your inbox. Everything did go through on my end, so I do want to welcome you formally to Local Splash. Yuri, we're like a family here, so if you ever need anything, please reach out to the 877 number if you want to change, add anything, take off services, target new locations. It's all there for you for us to work together so that way we can make that happen for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
You should have received a text message. It says, Yuri, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and there's a link right there. Click that link. That's going to be the terms and conditions page.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
So I see the email for Local Splash support.
Do you see a text message, though? I sent you a text message.
Text message.
I know I'm going to bombard you. I know you have probably a couple of them. But it says, Yuri, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice we have on file. There's a link there. Click that link. That's going to be the service agreement I just read off to you. There's going to be two check boxes there. Just in case you don't answer, we will send you a text message. So click the SMS box. And then it is just saying you are the card authorization holder. You are going to just type your first and last name, hit submit, and then it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get to that point. Okay, no rush.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you should receive a text message here shortly if you haven't already. They're going to have your username and password. This is where you're going to be able to track everything going forward with the Google Ads and the Google Business Profile. You'll be able to log in there and track all the traffic coming from each source, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you get the text message where you can log in?
I'm on mylocalsplash.com, and here's two boxes with username and password, but I didn't receive anything about username and password.
Okay. So they are recreating it. They should send you a text message. Don't worry about it. If they don't, they will give that to you tomorrow on the onboarding call. They're going to create it, and then they usually send it out to you so that way you can log in. Okay?
Okay. So how you getting the access to my Google business profile?
So you're just going to add us on a manager, and on the onboarding call, my tech team will let you know how to do that.
Okay, so we'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So we'll do that tomorrow, and I'm going to get everything set up for you today here, so that way when they call you tomorrow, they'll be ready to rock and roll with you with key phrases and everything like that.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Well, you're all set up here, Yuri. If you have any questions, you always have my email address. You always have my number there, too. You always have the 877 number. I'm going to get started here so that way we can call you tomorrow at 10 a.m. I sent you an email for the Google Calendar there, and then we'll be ready to help you out, okay?
Sounds good. And let's double check. So 877, this is just the main phone number for your company.
Yes.
What about 206-653-1076? Is it your number or it is tech support number? So
that'll dial right back into the office for the sales team. So if you dial that and you call in, you'll get one of my representatives, and then they will just answer. If you just be like, hey, can I talk to Charlie? They'll transfer you on over to me as well.
Okay, that's good.
Perfect.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Finally, what do you
do? Yeah. Well, I hope you feel better with the migraine, and then get some rest, and then I'll contact you tomorrow with the tech team, and then we'll get everything straightened out. Okay, Yuri?
Yes, sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.